Hey there, you're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3 FM. Andrew Eucles is potentially the wildest man in Australia. Described as the Bear Grylls of Wollongong, the 28-year-old wildlife documentarian has over 500,000 subscribers on YouTube, where he uploads his crazy adventures across animal-filled wildernesses from the Northern Territory to the Amazon. He's dedicated his life to travelling all over the world, building a video archive of his bare-handed animal captures and crazy techniques to do so, in order to help promote the survival and conservation of the creatures he encounters, and also to raise awareness of the issues affecting their environments, such as land development and feral animal infestations. And I'm happy to say that Friday Drive is lucky enough to be joined on the phone by the aforementioned Andrew Eucles. How are you going, mate?
G'day, how are you going? Well, you nailed it in one sentence right there. That was unbelievable. You didn't even take a breath of a break. It was great. have I really done that much? Definitely not.
You have indeed. You have indeed, mate. You've gone undercover in an emu carcass to catch kangaroos, cracked a coconut in the jaws of a crocodile, found yourself stuck in a wombat hole. What originally pushed you to get involved in all these crazy adventures?
I'd say that, you know, I've got a lot of time on my hands. That's probably the first thing I'd say, you know, cracking straight to it right there. But, you know, I guess the more time that I spend out in nature, the more I wanted to bring it to an audience of people so they could feel the same connection that I had. So I wanted to film nature in a way that hadn't yet been filmed before. You know, I wanted to change the methodologies of how people were interacting with animals. And that was the start of a YouTube platform that was introducing people to the way that I saw nature out there. So,
what are some of the closest calls you've had out there?
Oh, geez, where do I start? well, look, you know, to be honest, it's one of those things that when you're dealing with dangerous animals, you have to become fairly good at risk management. Otherwise, well, you're not going to last very long.
I thought you were going to say you have to become like the animal and think like the wombat.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's definitely a really high sense of caution that comes into play. And, you know, I've always said to people, you know, when danger happens with animals, it's under the mind span of being too confident or too complacent. So you've always got to be very aware, not of just your surroundings, but the individual animal that you're dealing with as well. So having a really good understanding of animal behaviour and individual animal behaviour is really important, because every single animal is going to behave differently in a different situation. So even if you've caught, you know, 100 snakes before or 100 crocodiles, you need to approach every single one like it's your first one, quite literally.
And have you given up counting how many snakes and crocodiles you've caught?
Yeah, probably by the age of about 10, I reckon. it was fun, you know, it was great. As a child, I'd go out there and I'd just spend countless of hours just, you know, catching venomous snakes. I just loved it. I didn't know any different, you know, to be honest. That passion just fueled to all the other continents. You know, I spent time in Africa and Asia and North America and South America, and yeah, still kicking, so must be doing something right.
What do you see as the biggest threat to wildlife at the moment from your experiences?
You know, to be honest, having spent time in places like Southeast Asia, you know, Thailand, Vietnam, Myanmar, you know, human population is obviously something which is detrimentally affecting the environment, you know, whether it be, you know, abiotic or biotic factors, which are being destroyed. You know, the more that we draw closer to nature and realise that, you know, the Earth is a living organism and we're a part of that, I think it may dawn on us, hopefully before it's too late, that we need to change our ways.
Now, if people want to check out your videos online, where do they catch you at?
So they can go to YouTube and just type in Andrew Eucles, and there's a bunch of videos that I've got up there at the moment. I've got something coming out soon on the History Channel.
Oh, well.
Which is going to be, I think, just a new step in a direction where I want to take things. So,
and what would be your advice to people out there? What can they do to ensure that they're living symbiotically with the environment around them?
You know, I think it's one of those things where I believe there needs to be a disconnection. And it doesn't need to be like a complete disconnection, obviously, but, you know, disconnection from technology. I believe getting out there into nature and embracing it and feeling a part of it is a critical step in us wanting to take care of something or take care of it. And it works for anything, you know. If you have a home, you know, you don't trash it, you take care of it.
Yeah.
And I think for the same way, I think there should be more done you know, whether it be by local councils or even at government level, about incorporating programs to get young kids out there into the wilderness, whether it's doing you know, expeditions with Indigenous people, or even you know, just Indigenous people first. I believe there's a lot of issues that we're faced with here in Australia, and I believe there should be programs which reintroduce and re-invite individuals back into nature, because this is going to solve a lot of the complex problems that we have in today's society.
My last thing from me is, you stay safe out there, Andrew Euchles.
I will try my best. Definitely will.
You do that. Thanks so much. You're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3.